My name is Zhang Yong from the University of Hong Kong. So first, I want to thank the organizer for the invitation to participate in this very exciting meeting. Today, I'm going to tell you something about the molecules in plant library. Now, this is the outline. First, I will briefly introduce the chemistry in plant library, and then I will give a very general review about the small gas-phase molecules and larger molecules, including C60, which have been recently discovered in plant library. Why we should care about the plant library? When low and intermediate mass star involved into HGP stage, it will stretch up the material from the nuclear synthesis region to the surface and then eject it to the space, forming a sectional envelope. In the sectional envelope, diverse molecules and dust will be formed. And so in the further evolution, the central star become harder and harder, and finally ionize the sectional envelope, it become a plant library. PN. Between the PN and the HGP stage, there is a very short phase called the protoplanet library, PPN. And during the further expansion, the library will gradually disperse into intermediate. This picture shows the material life cycle in galaxy. The material ejected from PN will go to the diffuse intermediate and dense molecular cloud and the star formation region. Now, in this talk, I only focus on the PN stage, which is the key to understand the transition from stellar material to intermediate. HGP envelope is a progenitor of PN. The carbon to oxygen abundance ratio will initiate the sectional chemistry, which can be changed by the stretch up process and hot bottom barrier. On the surface of the star, some simple molecules can be formed, and in the outer region, the temperature becomes lower, dust grain will be formed, and the envelope will be accelerated by the radiation pressure. In the outer extended region, some simple molecules will be processed into larger molecules because the density is very low, so some chemical drivers such as shock waves, interstellar UV radiation, dust grain, probably play important role on the chemistry. In the PN stage, the central star is very hot and will create an ionized region and a photon-dominated region, PDR. In PDR, the chemical reactions are very active. And during the evolution of PN, the UV radiation becomes stronger and stronger. The density will greatly decrease, making the environment very hostile for the surviving of the molecules. So in order to interpret the observations, we need to introduce some optically thick region, such as clumps and torus. Now, finally, the surviving molecules will pollute the interstellar medium. In order to understand the chemical evolution of the sectional envelope, we have preferred the molecular line survey for large sample of evolved star. Now, in this picture, from up to down, it's an evolutionary sequence. We found that during the evolution from HGP to PPN, some carbon chain molecules are enhanced, but silicon and sulfur bearing molecules have been depleted, probably into dust grain. In PN stage, some of the molecules have been destroyed, but ionized species and the radicals are obviously enhanced. The dynamic time scale can put some constraints on the efficiency of the chemical reactions at different stage. The comparison of intensity ratio can give us a rough idea how the chemical composition change at a different stage. Now, the first figure, the left figure, compared to AGP stars, we found that the intensity ratio from different molecular lines are approximately constant. But compared to PPN and PN, the intensity ratio are very secondary, suggesting that during the transition from AGP to PPN to PN, the chemical composition dramatically changed. But it's not quite clear how the chemical composition evolved during the PN evolution. For that, we need to compare young and evolved PN. Now, this in previous literature, there are many chemical models of plant library. About half of them are to study NGC 7027. Which is a molecular-rich PN. I have no time to go the details of each models, but I can tell you none of the models are perfect to interpret all the observations. This is a list of the molecules discovered in space. About half of them are sectoral molecules. The red color shows the molecules discovered in PN. We can find most of them are small molecules. But we can see a big gap between the molecules between 5 atoms and 60 atoms. So it's reasonable to believe that the more complex molecules are actually present in Plantarabra, but we need the more sensitive observation expected at the low frequency to discover them. Now, in the following slide, I will first give a very general view about the current study of small molecules. And then I will talk a little bit about the things our group are working on in C60. Molecular hydrogen and CO is the most abundant molecules. About 30 years ago, there are only molecules detected in PN. H2 emission usually associated but not limited to bipolar PN with equatorial ring. And very high resolution image shows that molecular hydrogen emission in torus is clumpy and filamentary, not beautiful. The Hersher Space Observatory have presented the observational evidence showing that the molecular hydrogen can be formed again on the dark green after the central star have entered the cooling track. So far, about 100 PN have been detected with CO. We have already known that the CO mass decreases with the PN evolution, but the current observation shows that the CO abundance do not change much during the PN evolution. OH and water measures have been usually used as a tracer of very young PN. So such kind of PN can help us to investigate the mass loss history. So far, only 5 water measure PN and 7 OH measure PN have been confirmed. Only 2 of them show both measures. And last year, the first water fountain PN had been discovered, which have a high velocity component. So this is the youngest PN. And the water ice and the OH rotation lines are also detected in PN. So this is a very interesting question. How to form oxygen species in carbon-rich nebula? Probably the nebula have been translated from oxygen-rich to carbon-rich following a heating flash. Another possibility is that the oxygen probably is released by the photo dissociation of CO in PDR. These 3 ionized species are a good example of PDR chemistry. They can be formed through these chemical reactions. HCO plus lines are particularly strong in Plantarabra, and the observation shows that the abundance of this molecule do not change much during the PN evolution. And compared to the PPN, these molecules are obviously enhanced by about 1 or 2 order of magnitude. And for the first time, Hersher have observed the OH plus lines in both young and evolved PN. And the observations shows that the intensity of CO plus lines are positively correlated with that of HCO plus line. So this confirms this formation rule. CH and CH plus have been discovered in NGC 727. The formation of CH plus is a long-standing problem because the reaction to produce CH plus is endothermic. So in order to induce these reactions, we need to introduce shock waves or vibrationally excited molecular hydrogen to input some energy. Six nitrogen-bearing molecules have been discovered in PN. In Plantarabra, CN can be enhanced by the photodissociation of HCN, but the current observation shows that this HCN balance do not change much during the PN evolution. This is not agreement with the model predictions, which suggests that CN should be quickly dissociated within about 10,000 years. And HCN is a little bit more unstable than HCN, but the current model cannot reproduce the very low isomer ratio discovered in NGC 707. N2H plus lines are particularly are very extremely strong in NGC 707. In order to temperate this, we need to introduce the X-ray fluorescence to enhance the H3 plus in the PDR. Carbon sulfide is very abundant in carbon-rich AGB and the PPN, but it's very surprising. This molecule have never been detected in carbon-rich PN. It's very recently, this carbon sulfide have been discovered in 5 oxygen-rich PN, but the abundance is extremely low. And these 3 molecules have been discovered in both young and evolved PN, but it's not clear how many of them are produced in PDR and how many of them are AGB remnant. So in order to get a more complex picture of the chemistry in plantar, we definitely need more sensitive observations to discover more molecules. Now here I compare the chemical composition detected in different evolutionary stage. Now we found that during the transition from AGB to PPN to PN, the chemical composition dramatically changed. But it seems that during the PN evolution, the molecular abundance do not change much. And the chemical composition discovered in PN is somewhat similar to those in diffuse cloud. For example, OFU-DIB, diffuse interstitial band, have been identified as C60 plus, which was also discovered in PN. So if we can discover all the molecules in PN, we can probably infer what kind of material in interstitial medium. Unidentified infrared emission, UIE, have been discovered in both high and low excitation PN. So the UIE carrier must be an important component of plantar. We have already known that UIE range from carbon-carbon and carbon-hydrogen situation and binding mode, including both aromatic and identified component. But the problem is what material they are. Previously, many candidates have been proposed as UIE carrier, among which pH is the most popular one. But we thought the situation probably is more complicated. So Professor Sun Kuo and I proposed another model, mixed aromatic aliphatic organic lipoparticle as the carrier of UIE. And we found during the evolution from PPN to PN, the aromatic to aliphatic ratio increased because the aromatic ring is supposedly more stable than the aliphatic chain. And a very interesting study shows that in oxygen-rich PN, UIE carrier can be formed in PDR, probably through the bottom-up scenario. And a very interesting molecule recently discovered in PN is C60. C60 have a football-like structure. Such kind of structure is remarkably stable. Even gamma ray cannot destroy the C60 cage. Surrounding this molecule is a pi electron cloud, making this molecule chemically active. C60 was the first time discovered in laboratory in 1985. The original purpose of this experiment is to simulate the long carbon chain chemistry in sectional envelopes. Unexpectedly, they discovered C60. This molecule is perfect symmetric, so the infrared spectrum of the C60 have only 4 features. Many vibrational modes are degenerated. As we know in astronomy, 1 or 2 features is not enough to identify a molecule. If we can discover all the 4 features, we can be sure that they must be from C60. Because supposedly this molecule is very stable, so for a long time, people believe this molecule is ubiquitous in the universe and might be the carrier of diffuse interstitial band, DIB. Now, C60 and the other fullerenes have already been discovered in many geological environments, suggesting foreign and C60 can be formed in nature. But to search for C60 in space is much more difficult. The electronic transition of C60 have a few features in the UV and optical region. But so far, there is no successful case for the detection of electronic transition of C60. And some people use ISO observations to search for the vibrational transitions of C60, but the sensitivity is not good enough. Some people think probably the direction is wrong, because the ionization potential of C60 is very low, so probably C60 plus is more abundant than C60. And 20 years ago, two isomers have proposed that two infrared DIB might be due to C60 plus. Very recently, this was confirmed by the gas phase experiment spectrum of C60 plus. And the experiment spectrum also shows some sub-features. Three of them are confirmed by very deep spectroscopy. So total 5 DIBs have been identified as C60 plus. This is a very exciting result. The first detection of infrared vibrational mode of C60 is 6 years ago. This is a speech spectrum of young planetary TC1. So it's obvious C60 and C70 are here. Very soon after, C60 have been discovered in more PNs and insertion medians, suggesting this molecule can survive in very harsh environment. And C60 plus are also detected in some of the C60 PN. The detection rate is related to the metallicity. In poor environment, the detection rate is higher. We have proposed the first detection of C60 in a PPN, suggesting this molecule can be quickly formed because the dynamical time scale of PPN is only about 1,000 years. And it has been found that C60 plus is enhanced. C60 plus absorption line is particularly strong in this PPN. And two optical DIBs have been found to be enhanced in some of the C60 PN. Those are evidence showing that the DIB carrier might be related to C60 and can be produced by the external envelopes. Now, the next step is to search for the other fluorine related compound in planetary blood, such as hydrogenated C60 and C60 duct. And the one atom and the molecules can be trapped inside the C60 cage. The point is that the fluorine-related compound might be a good candidate for the DIB carrier because they are physically stable and chemically active. There is a very good paper on this topic by Omo in this year. So we still need more experiment and theoretical work for this. If mixing with hydrogen atoms, C60 can be quickly hydrogenated. We have tentatively discovered hydrogenated C60. Now this figure shows the theoretic spectrum of hydrogenated C60. So we can say with hydrogenation, the four infrared features from the skeleton vibration are still here, but with the increasing hydrogen number, they gradually vanish because the symmetry of this molecule has been broken by the hydrogenation. So this can interpret why in most of the C60 PN, the four features are very weak. And in very strong C60 PN, we did a lot of detect the hydrogenated C60, the CH strange moon, start detecting it. The excitation mechanism of C60 is a much discussed problem. Now this figure compares the observed intensity ratio of the four infrared vibrational band and the model predictions. Now we can find the models with one parameter cannot reproduce all the observations, which is very scandalous in this diagram. So this discrepancy can be attributed to several reasons, but we think a possible reason is hydrogenation. Now in this figure, we compare the, okay, thank you. We compare the theoretic intention ratio of from a hydrogenated C60 bond. And we found that indeed, the hydrogenation can greatly affect the intention ratio of the skeleton vibration bond, depending on the number of hydrogen. So we can interpret the secondary observed intention ratio. Now the most important question is what's the formation mechanism of C60? There are two kinds of scenario. Bottom up scenario, the environment should be hydrogen poor. This is a lot of agreement with the observation. The other scenario is top down. Induced by UV photons, the big molecules can lose hydrogen and carbon, and finally forming pure carbon closed cage molecules such as C60. But the problem was, what's the starting material? It might be pH, might be HSC. So we think the precursor of C60 is probably the aromatic and aliphatic complex molecules. Because all the C60 PNs have shown very strong plateau emission, which can be attributed to the blunted aliphatic vibration mode. And these molecules have a 3D structure, so it's possible to form bacuolein, which is a multiple shell following. Bacuolein have been proposed as the carrier of the extinction bump. So this is self-consistent. I just finished my talk. This is a quick summary. Now, current observations shows that the molecules are important component in plant turbine, and the large and complex molecules can be formed and survive during the PN evolution, and might be related to the DIB phenomenon. Now, in the future, in order to get more complex picture of the chemistry of plant turbine, we need more sensitive observation to discover more molecules. Thank you.
Thank you for attention. Thank you very much, Jung. This is perfect timing, so we have plenty of time for some questions.
I don't doubt there's a chemical evolution in molecules in planetary nebulae since AGB, protoplanetary nebulae, and everything. But how representative do you think is NGC 7027? Because it has a Wolf-Rayet central star, so its evolution might have been a little bit different, or how different is from other planetary nebulae, chemically speaking.
Your density, how?
NGC 7027 is a very unique planetary nebula.
Yeah.
Because it has a Wolf-Rayet central star.
Yeah,
type.
Most of the molecules are discovered in that molecule, in that PN. Yeah.
That's my point. How representative will it be for other planetary nebulae? Because that's very special.
Yeah. The NGC 7027 is very special. Yeah. So we did to observe. But now we discover. We are preferred line survey for more print tablets. So in the future, probably we can answer that question, how unique of NGC 707. For that, we need the more sensitive observation.
Well, what about other planetary nebulae with regular central stars, with hydrogen rich?
What's your order?
About chemically speaking, like molecules in, I don't know, other planetary nebulae.
You mean more evolved PN? More the older PN, you mean? How old?
I don't know, another planetary nebula.
The other one?
Okay, we can talk.
Because NGC 7027 is a very young planetary nebula.
It's young, very special.
yeah, it's just the beginning of the age of planetary nebula. So there is a very, very thick molecular envelope around NGC 7027.
Okay, I think we agree it's a special case, and how special we'll have to see, right? wondering a bit myself, for the fullerenes, do you think it's more appropriate to try to search for them in the infrared or in the optical?
We cannot UMC 60.
Yeah, like and all the derivatives and the hydrogenated C60.
There is a low, the problem is we don't know the number of hydrogen, and for one hydrogenated C60, there are many isomers, so it's very difficult to decide which kind of hydrogenated C60 we should search for. And there is not much experiment data for us to search for it in infrared and for optical spectrum, from the optical spectrum to search for the electronic transition.
But I suppose the optical spectrum will be more distinctive than the infrared emission spectrum.
Yes, more distinctive than yes. In infrared spectrum, we just search for the CH strange mode, because each carbon have three neighboring carbons. So supposedly there are four peak for the CH strange mode. So we search for that region to search for hydrogenated C60.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone came up with a question in the meantime? Otherwise, let's thank our speaker again.